Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go aboard. Happy Friday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour solar flare fiesta. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Macon to Memphis, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. We've got a wonderful Friday show for you. Number one, numero uno. It is a Target Demo Friday, and so we ask you what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, and how you're listening. What, where, and how? What, where, and how? What, where, and how? What are you doing? Where are you at? How are you listening? Two different ways to let us know, and we'll read those coming up in the final segment of the show. That is via Twitter, DA on CBS, also via Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Elsewhere this morning on the program, Jeff Perlman, New York Times best-selling author, is going to join us. He just wrote a best-selling book about the USFL and spring football's history. I want to ask him about his thoughts on the alliance's long-term viability. Also, he's working on a book about the Kobe and Shaq Laker years, so we'll discuss that as well with Jeff coming up here in hour number three. Do the Nats have a secret plan to re-sign Bryce Harper? Is Adam Silver as good as gone as soon as the NFL owners pay him whatever he wants to take over for Roger Goodell? Is Chris Berman calling Sox games the best thing ever? And much, much more. It's all coming up this morning on a fabulous Friday edition of the DA Show. As always, you can hit us up on the phones. Any of those topics you want to jump in on, you can do so, or anything else. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. And upcoming this weekend, week number two of the Alliance, Mraz has already written up his Up the Gut blog about what he saw in week number one, and he is freaking out that the Memphis Express could be starting Christian Hackenberg again in week number two. Is this the beginning of the end for Mike Singletary? We shall discuss this hour. But we have to begin, obviously, with basketball, because last night, the story of the NBA was Anthony Davis and AD going AWOL on the New Orleans Pelicans. An MRI on Anthony Davis's left shoulder reveals nothing more than a muscle contusion. Quote, nothing too bad, a source told Ramona Shelburne. AD injured in the final seconds of the first half during last night's 131-122 win over the Thunder when he crashed into the Thunder's Nerlens Noel, commits the foul trying to block Noel. He did not return to the bench after halftime, left venerable Smoothie King Center with his agent Rich Paul. Now that we are into All-Star Weekend, this is now turned uber ugly. AD clearly doesn't want to be there. AD is salty that he has become a pawn in two front offices that have now grown to dislike one another. The Pelicans essentially did not trade him before the deadline out of spite and leaked every part of the trade negotiations between them and the Lakers publicly to embarrass the Lakers. AD wants to be a Laker. But Anthony Davis also is under contract and is also gaining and earning a lot of money from said team. So going AWOL is not the best look from professionalism standards by Anthony Davis. The first question is, now that we head into the All-Star break, post-break, is it time for the Pelicans to just sit him the rest of the way? Let him earn all of his money, but just don't put him out there because it's more headache than it's worth. It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
Hey, guys, I'm going to talk about the guys that played. They did a great job. We found a way to win the game. That's what's important. To tell you the truth, you know, this whole thing has been a dumpster fire, you know, and it's just hard, you know, for guys. You know, we want guys to be professional and we want them to do this, but it's hard for guys, you know, to go through what they've been through. And to be able to come out and be the team of that quality, I'm happy for all the guys. I just thought that they did a great job.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Alvin Gentry talking on the situation post-game. It's sad it got here. It's sad because Anthony Davis had a great reputation in the NBA. AD had a great reputation coming out of college and winning a national championship for Kentucky. Anthony Davis has had a rep of good teammate, coachable, wants to win, good guy, does what it takes to elevate his teammates, and was just a good player, a great player, stuck in a terrible situation. But now that narrative shifts, and I think Rich Paul, AD's agent, is to blame here, because I don't think AD is naturally inclined to be the bad guy. But I think Rich Paul, also agents with LeBron, tried to pull the power play together. It didn't work. And now I think he's all up in AD's ear about how you're getting screwed and this and that. And I think it's now turned Anthony Davis into feeling like he needs to be a villain. If I'm AD and I was advising AD last night, either one, I would have gotten the MRI, but come back to the bench and acted like I cared about my teammates. Because at this point in time, it doesn't help you to publicly spite your team. That's not going to help you. Privately, you can steam, but publicly, put on the right face. Because last night, by virtue of leaving the arena mid-game, you look bad. But let me also say this. You might remember, when all this was going down, the sports world loved that the Pelicans were sticking it to the Lakers. The Lakers tampered. LeBron tampered. The Lakers thought they could just go out and get their guy and force a trade. And here was Dell Demps and the front office of the Pelicans publicly embarrassing the Lakers. And I said, that's bad business. Yes, in the moment it feels good. Yes, people like to see this. Oh, you want to mess with us? We'll mess with you. But the Pelicans leaking all of the details of all of the trades doesn't work in your favor. All it does is get back at the Lakers publicly. Get back. Not good reasons. Spite. Vindictiveness. Trying to embarrass somebody else in the league, that's always bad business. I'm not saying the Lakers were on the up and up here by openly trying to poach AD midseason. I'm just saying you reap what you sow. And what the Pelicans are sowing now is creating dysfunction. They created dysfunction. Because if you're Anthony Davis, you're looking at this going, hey, I've given you six great years. It's not worked out. We're a disaster yet again. It's been different players, different rosters, different coaches, different front offices, different everything, and we're still losing, and I'm here. So I want out. And then you're watching your employer go through the motions to trade you to the place that you told them you want to go, but they're not taking you seriously. They're just using you to embarrass them and embarrass you. If you're AD and you said, look, in good faith, I've played my guts out for a bad team for 6 years. I've said all the right things about the city of New Orleans. I've said all the right things about my coach. I've said all the right things about all the players they tried to bring in. And now, when I want out, you're going to publicly humiliate me, basically, by saying, we're going to trade you or we're acting in trade negotiations, but only use all of that inside intel to embarrass the Lakers where I want to go. So now AD hates his GM, and he looks at his franchise as a JV organization. It doesn't ever help you in business to try to embarrass the other guy. It's hurt Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge went out to embarrass the Brooklyn Nets a couple of years ago with the Paul Pierce KG trade. And guess what? By doing so, because Danny really wanted to screw him over as much as possible, and he got the greatest deal ever, but now teams don't want to do deals with Danny Ainge because they don't want to be publicly annihilated by looking like the weakling. It helps you to play nice and diplomatic in these plays because you never know how it's going to come back. Do I think Anthony Davis should have come back to the bench last night? Yes. Do I think AD should be playing nice publicly? Yes. But if I'm in AD's shoes, I just saw my front office in poor faith try to embarrass the place where I want to go, and now I feel no loyalty to my front office, my team, and my organization, especially if I'm going to go out there and risk injury where then all of my future is thrown into a blender. It's just a dysfunctional thing all around, but it gets created when it's all out of ego, selfishness, spite, and vindictiveness, and I called this when it was happening. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back in the Target Demo Friday, everyone just assumed when Bryce Harper turned down 10 years, $300 million at the end of the regular season, he was never going to set foot back in D.C. as a Nat. But times have changed. There's now a good old-fashioned conspiracy theory out there on the Nats trying to secretly woo Harper back. Details coming up next. D.A., CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
What we're doing.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Clear your throat. It's a DA show on a Friday morning, man. It's a Target Demo Friday. So hit us up on the old Twitter machine, DA on CBS. That's DA on CBS. Or you can hit us up as well on the old Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDAShow, facebook.com/TheDAShow. So much to get to this morning here on the program. Coming up, we've also got an Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So go to my Twitter feed and send me your question at DA on CBS. And be listening later on in the show when we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Rumors out of D.C. are that Bryce Harper is being courted again by the Washington Nationals. That the Nats sent a private plane
with Nats representatives to meet with Bryce Harper. Pitchers and catchers have reported across Major League Baseball. Full-on spring training, position players to report here soon. And so baseball and the practice of baseball and mitts popping. Balls being thrown. Grass being cut. Oh, it's a gorgeous thing. It is now underway. Have you ever been to spring training? I've had the pleasure to cover both the Arizona Spring Training League, the Cactus League, and the Florida Spring Training League, the Grapefruit League. And every year now, with my buddies from high school, we go down to Florida and watch spring training games in March and just get that feel. You thaw out. If you live in a cold weather climate and you've seen dark skies and gray skies and snow and ice and freezing rain and just overall you've been miserable, when you fly to Arizona or fly to Florida or drive to either one and you just sit there and watch baseball, you begin to thaw. You look like an iguana splayed out in a dock. You just got a beer in one hand, sunglasses in the other, and all of us pasty people from the north getting sunburned. It's a gorgeous, wonderful thing. I get wet, I get drippy.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Just thinking about it. But it is crazy that we are here now with players actually practicing for baseball season and Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and nearly 100 other free agents around baseball unsigned. At the end of the regular season, Bryce Harper turned down a 10-year, $300 million reported offer from the Nats. And at that point in time, he and Scott Boras probably had no inclination that that wouldn't be the only $300 million plus offer. I think we all assumed the bidding war would be on, that you would see multiple teams jump into the fray and offer him as much as the Nats just did. In fact, I remember the day after that story came out, I applauded Bryce Harper and I applauded Scott Boras. I said this was brilliant tactics. You negotiated with the team that could negotiate with you before free agency because he was property of the Nats. I said, now you've got your starting bid. You didn't want to go back to D.C., but now you've got their best offer, and now you can take that across the league and say, well, this is the starting point, 10 years for 300. And guess what? I was wrong. I was wrong because it sounds like they didn't get anything near that. Because I got a feel. If Bryce Harper got 10 years, $300 million from the Dodgers or the Yankees, he would have gobbled it up. I would guess if he got something close to that from the Phillies, he would have went after that. My guess is he didn't get anything close to that. Maybe not even from the Chicago White Sox, who are going to spend stupid money or try to in the offseason. I think that offer from D.C. suddenly looks really good. And if you're Washington, getting and jumping back into the fray, I think is a smart move. Now, I think if you're the Nationals, here's the problem. You put forth a 10-year, $300 million offer partially to win a PR battle so that you look like you were doing enough to try to get Bryce Harper back. Now, would you spend that knowing that nobody else is going to be close to that? I don't think so. So can Bryce Harper go back to the Nationals for less than the original deal that they offered? That would make him look terrible. Harper, Boras, Machado, they've got egg on their face because they misread the market. This happened last year as well. There were no free agents as big as Harper and Machado, but look at how long it took J.D. Martinez to get an offer and to finally sign. with the Red Sox, basically on the eve of the season beginning. They misread the market. Do I think there's hard-on, official, memo-to-memo, inter-office collusion going on? I don't. I don't because Major League Baseball learned a cold, hard lesson back in the 80s when they were nailed on collusion in the mid-80s. And that was, if we leave a paper trail, we are cooked. And at that point in time, they lost hundreds of millions of dollars in the lawsuit via the collusion. And so they won't do that again. There will be no official paper trail. You won't be able to prove this. I do think the owners are very much enjoying depressing the free agent market, as I've said before. I think the owners and the commissioner worry about the long-term health of their league. They look at a league where the majority of their viewers and their fans are 55-plus, bad demographic, and they look at needing rules changes, pace of play alterations, and they worry about where local cable TV deals will go because cable is breaking up, and they say, look, we're not going to spend $35 million in a guy 10 years from now because we don't know what our finances look like then. We don't know what the league looks like then. And guess what? This is all great and gravy because our analytics departments tell us those players aren't valuable. It's all dovetailed. The owners have excuses to not spend money that sound like logical baseball-related excuses. Analytics departments are saying don't spend money on 30-year-olds. And let us build and draft our winner because the Astros did that and the Cubs did that and we can do that as well. And so the owners are going, wait, you're giving me good reasons not to spend money. Okay, let's not spend money here. So I don't think there's official collusion. I just think the owners are sitting back going, yeah, these are really good reasons not to spend money on anybody. But if I'm the Nationals, and I see what the market is now for Harper, yeah, I'm sending that private plane. I'm going out there and talking to him. And I'm saying, hey, can we get a deal done? I'm pulling back on 10 for 300. But perhaps Bryce Harper and Scott Boras have had a little bit of an awakening that they've got to take less. And maybe the Nationals now are no longer such a bad fit and a bad option for them. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. You hear me gripe and grouse about the never-ending winning of the New England Patriots. And I find this to be very unfair from the sports deities, the sports gods, because there are tortured fans all over America that haven't seen one championship, let alone watch the Patriots stack 4, 5, and now 6. One of those long tortured fans is Pete the Body Bilotti. Pete's teams are an overwhelming nightmare year after year after year. And this year, he has picked a brand new team in a brand new league. And even they're becoming a nightmare. And it's only week 2. We will discuss with Pete the pain of being a Memphis Express fan next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Cooking is the right word because you and Mraz being Madden and Gruden in their prime.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Come here for all of your Maddenisms and Grudenisms about the Alliance. 38 minutes past the hour. So glad you decided to stop on by and spend some time with us to Target Demo Friday. So please let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, and what you're doing. And we'll read those coming up here on the show in the final segment this morning, as we usually do on a Target Demo Friday. By the way, our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. And that is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, there's great news. You could save money by switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. Geico.com. So, the problem with dynasties is it monopolizes the happiness. And I'm into sports for the happiness. I did not get into this for the animosity, the depression, the sad times. I'm in it for the happiness. That's why I bought into sports that long ago. That's why I've cultivated my entire life surrounding it. I like the happy parts of this. I don't need more stuff to make me miserable. I don't need more stuff to make me depressed. And that's what Patriots fans don't get. You have monopolized 20 years of happiness. Dolphins fans can't be happy. Jets fans can't be happy. Bills fans can't be happy. Most of the AFC can't be happy. You stink. You've taken all the happiness away. You stink. Go away. We want more happy. We want you to be sad now. We want you to be depressed because you have taken the fun and the happy out of football. Go away. Somebody beat the Patriots! Go away! We don't like you. You've had your time, now mosey on. Oh, but can't you respect the greatness? Oh, but don't you respect Tom Brady? Oh, they do so much winning catch. Shut up! Go home! Go away! We hate you!
How could it?
At least the Warriors are likely to break up this offseason. Then it's only been like 5 years. It's only been 3 of Kevin Durant, and it feels like 33. At least they're about to break up. Think about this. Think about if the Warriors were this good 15 years from now. That's what we're dealing with the Patriots. Go away. We don't want you here anymore. You've stolen the happiness, you Grinches of football. And by being so combative, you have sucked all the fun at even enjoying the success. Go away! We hate you! And I look across the glass at Pete the Body Bilotti, and I ask, what has he ever done to deserve this fate? Pete the Body Bilotti was born into a Mets family. Pete, my guess is you were too young to remember 1986.
I was going to be 2.
So you weren't exactly chugging beers, enjoying game 6 of the 86 World Series.
I was chugging a bottle.
Okay. You were also born into a New York Jets family.
Actually, I took the Jet team. I was born into a Minnesota Vikings family.
Either one would have been miserable. Either one, you would not have seen a Super Bowl championship. Born into a New York Islanders family as well.
Correct.
Again, my guess is you don't remember any of those glory years. You probably weren't even born.
I wasn't born.
There is nothing for Pete the Body Bilotti to get excited and happy about in sports. Nothing. You were born into a New York Knicks family.
Oh, that is correct.
In your lifetime, you have seen over 4 different teams, 1 championship, and you were 2.
Correct.
And we'll even add the Vikings to your resume. That's 5 teams, 1 championship, when you were 2. Combine that or compare that to a Boston fan right now who has 6 Super Bowl championships in the last 18 years, 4 World Series championships, an NBA title, and a Stanley Cup. That's 12 championships. 12. You've seen 0. That's 12-0. And we're counting Bilotti's 5 teams. They've only got 4 in Boston. This is not right. Pete's a good man.
Makes me sad.
Pete's a good man. Pete works hard. Pete is a good husband. Twice. Pete is a good friend. This is not fair. It is not fair. This is what I'm talking about. There are Detroit Lions fans, Cleveland Browns fans. There are Atlanta Falcons fans that have never tasted anything glorious. Same deal. And so we finally have a chance for Pete the Body to turn the page. He's got a chance at a brand new league. Brand new league. To pick a new team so that he can be happy about sports again. And it just so happens he picks the worst team in the Alliance. Because he is right now rocking his Memphis Express zip up, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of gear. I would argue, Mraz, the Memphis Express have the best helmets in the Alliance.
I think top to bottom, nicest threads in the league, nicest starter jackets on the sideline, nicest everything.
And yet, last week, with the combination of Mike Singletary on the sideline and Christian Hackenberg at quarterback, the Memphis Express were the only team that got shut out week one. The only team. Again, this is not fair to Pete the Body Bilotti. He does not deserve more misery in his sports life. After the game last week, Mike Singletary was obviously frustrated with the offense.
We're going to get the heck out of here and go back and watch film and kind of lick our wounds. And we'll figure that out as the week goes by. But that's the approach that we're going to take.
That's not really an approach. That's, we're going to get the heck out of here, lick our wounds. That's not really that much of an approach, Mike.
Get the gist, Singletary didn't even know he had to do a post-game presser after the game.
Maybe he should get the heck out of here.
Pete the Body calling for the firing of Mike Singletary after just one game.
Can't lose any time in this league. Come on. 10 weeks. We're already on week two. Let's go. Had it. I want to win a championship before I die, please. Just something. I can't take it anymore. You know how many times I heard about 1986? I've had it. I love that team, but I was a baby. Come on, give me just a world championship, something. I may even take some other league, other sport in fencing. I don't care. Give me a championship, something where I can wear a shirt that says world champions on it. Come on. Oh, it's just pathetic. It really is.
Mraz, sports has broken Pete the Body Bilotti. He will take a fencing championship.
I don't blame him. He'll be the first one at the parade for the fencing parade.
Me and Peter Schwartz.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
So we spin ahead. I mean, there's no way they can start Christian Hackenberg again, right? He was such a debacle, such a disaster. There's absolutely no way the Memphis Express can start Christian Hackenberg again. They went to the backup quarterback in the second half of last week's game, and they still have Zach Mettenberger somewhere on the roster as well, and he has not even played.
Having the opportunity to come back at home next week and start it off, and let's see how you bounce back. Let's see what statement you have. Let's see what you want to put out there and say, okay, yeah, maybe I didn't do great last week, but let's see what happens this week. So I think it's going to be a growing opportunity for him, and I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see what he has, and it'll be a great opportunity for him.
Oh no. Oh no. No. The Express are starting Christian Hackentrash again. Let's go to the Alliance desk right now, where analyst Sean Mraz is standing by. Mraz, we're just getting word right now. Mike Singletary will return to Christian Hackentrash to start this upcoming weekend. Your thoughts?
Make plans Saturday night because the Hot Shots are going to go up 21 points in the first quarter. Is Singletary taking the job seriously or not? It's a good learning experience. It's a what have you done for me lately league. And Hackenberg has done nothing. It's week two. You trot out Brandon Silvers in the second half. He threw a pick. Zach Mettenberger is sitting there. It's not about licking your wounds. It's about putting the best product out there. What, the big home field advantage that was in Birmingham is what got Hackenberg all messed up? You're going to come home to Liberty Bowl Saturday night to be rocking, and suddenly Hackenberg's remember how to play quarterback? Singletary, if he starts him and he plays all four quarters, they're 0-2. Get him out already. Get somebody in there who's going to give a damn about this job because, frankly, he doesn't care.
Does it sound like Mike Singletary is ready to be a head coach in a win-now league and the demands of the pressure of the Alliance?
No. Where's the passion? Where's the fire? He made Vernon Davis walk to the sideline in front of a freaking full Candlestick Park because he was unhappy with Vernon Davis's effort on a field. Here we go, fast forward almost a decade later, and he's talking about licking wounds, and it's a good opportunity. He's excited for a guy who was throwing balls into the dirt. He's not ready to be a head coach. He should go coach linebacker somewhere in the Alliance, figure it out. Maybe Birmingham takes him on there. He should not be running an operation. I feel bad for those poor people in Memphis. They've waited a long time, had the Titan fans in Nashville taunting that city, and now they have the Express, and they have this disaster.
Now,
You watched every snap of every game last week in the Alliance. Is the Memphis Express the worst team in the AAF?
I still think their defense is better than what the Atlanta Legends brings to the table. I think when those two teams face, the Express might win the game 6-3. We could get an 0-10 out of the Legends. But look, you got to figure this out. Other than Pig Howard, you got nothing working on the outside for Memphis.
Pig Howard.
And Zach Stacy, if he's not running for 100 yards a game, what are you going to do with that offense? You can't do much. Brad Wing is punting for the life of insanity here. This Memphis Express team is going to crumble. This is what I talked about, a top-heavy league. Them and the Legends might as well not exist. They might as well not even play home games. They're a traveling circus, and Mike Singletary is the face of it.
Final question. Should Pete the Body Bilotti jump off of the Express right now and switch to a different team in week two?
Yes. Just him and you should plan a trip. Go stay in Scottsdale. Go watch the Hot Shots play. You guys will probably end up in the championship game, and this will be the one case where nobody can call you fraud, Pete. You lasted for 1 week and you were out. Singletary's giving you no reason to watch.
The problem is Pete already owns the Memphis Express swag. So what does he do?
It's vintage. You sell it on eBay down the line. I mean, again, we don't know if their champion will be crowned this year. And that's it. Get out while you can, man. This is a disgrace. This franchise did not take it seriously.
Pete the Body Bilotti, are you thinking about jumping off of the Express?
No, I'm committed to my teams, even though I should be committed for being committed to my teams. I'm going to stay with the Express. I'm going to live with it. I'll deal with Singletary. I feel like Singletary went to an Express game just to watch it and accidentally fell into a coaching trap where he became the coach. I don't think he knew he was going to be the coach of the team. It sounds like he has no idea what he's doing, or he wants to be involved or wants to be around this enough. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to relax. I'm going to be an Express fan.
You're a good man. You're a loyal man. Pete the Body Bilotti sticking with the Memphis Express. More thoughts on the Alliance if you need them. A deep dive from Mraz's Up the Gut analysis after week one that's available at daoncbs.com. It's available also on cbssportsradio.com. Miguel tweets, DA, I can top Pete the Body. Born in 88 as a Mariners, Titans, Sonics fan. Sonics left me, so I became a Bobcats/Hornets fan. The struggle continues.
I am the epic fail.
Now, I'd love to know how you get born into Mariners, Titans, Sonics. That's an interesting... Also, 88, there was no Titans.
Probably an Oilers fan that stayed with the move.
Right.
A little run-and-shoot fan. But also, you get a fresh lease on life in the NBA, and you go Hornets, Bobcats?
Do you stick with the Thunder there? That would be tough because they've already up and left you.
Okay, but maybe how about root for Portland or anybody on the West Coast? Why? You had a chance to pick anybody. At that point, you free lease to become a front runner.
So when your team leaves, relocation, that's your chance to become a fan free agent?
Yes, and you got to put yourself in the best situation to not be miserable. You deserve happiness at that point.
Because you've now literally lost your team.
Yes. Like, at that point, just be a Lakers fan.
So when the Raiders move to Vegas, everybody in Oakland has the ability to be a fan free agent. They can follow the Raiders to the Vegas if they want.
Yeah, and you'd be respected for that, but it's your ultimate fan opt-out clause. It's your opt-out clause. The team is leaving you. You have one shot to change your ways. And if you stick with whatever team, you stick with them. But if you're going to opt out, you might at that point be a front runner.
Okay, so a year from now, if you're a Raiders fan right now, would you follow the Raiders to Vegas or would you opt out? And if you opt out, who would you jump on?
I think you opt out, and I would go my allegiance with the Chargers because that's a team in need of fans still in your state.
Interesting. Huh. Bilotti, if you were an Oakland Raider fan 1 year from now, would you stay on with the Vegas move?
No way. I would jump off and go right to the Rams.
You could go to the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, you've dealt with enough time to go and align with a winner.
What about staying in the Bay Area, becoming a Niners fan? They're bad now, but they have a tradition of winning, and you don't have to travel to go to games. You can still go to games locally and get your local coverage.
The only problem I have with that is you probably have buddies who are Niner fans who you've just trashed and dogged forever that
True.
Suddenly you kind of feel like a fraud then.
True. I think I would jump on the Chiefs. I would say, you know what? I'll buy stock in Patrick Mahomes. When they win, it's going to be an awesome story because they've never won a Super Bowl in the modern era, really, since Super Bowl IV. So I think that would be, like, I could go to Arrowhead. That would be my team. That would be a lot of fun.
Maybe the Bears, that could be a fun team to jump on. They haven't won in a long time. That's a great football town. I'm with you. I would not follow the Raiders to Vegas. Every part of that feels icky to me. When we come back, the NFL has reached out to Adam Silver to become their commissioner. Would Silver replace Roger Goodell?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.